From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The Indonesian Presidential Chief of Staff, Muldoko, commemorates National Maritime Day in Darmas Raya Regency, West Sumatra. And the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, promotes the four pillars through shadow puppet shows. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Presidential Chief of Staff, Muldoko, is scheduled to attend cultural gatherings in order to celebrate the National Maritime Day in Darmas Raya Regency, West Sumatra, on September 23, 2019. The head of the Public Relations Section of Darmas Raya, Budi Waluyo, on Punjung Island on Saturday said, Muldoko would be the keynote speaker at the cultural workshop with the theme River Veins of Civilization in the Ocean. According to Budi Waluyo, on September 23, 2019, there were two activities, namely cultural gatherings and Pamalayu rafting at Sawah Island Nagari Siguntur Temple, Sitiung Sub-District. According to him, the cultural and arenas of Pamalayu gatherings are part of the Pamalayu Festival agenda to commemorate the 15th anniversary of the Darmas Raya. Pamalayu Festival takes place on August 22, 2019 to January 7, 2020. The Secretariat General of the People's Consultative Assembly held a socialization of the four pillars of the People's Consultative Assembly through the performance of shadow puppet art performances. In addition to the socialization of the assembly, it also preserves regional cultural arts and strengthens the sense of diversity that has been established. This was said by the head of the Public Relations Bureau of the People's Consultative Assembly Secretariat General, Siti Fauzia, during the socialization of the four pillars of the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, through the shadow puppet show at the Araudla Foundation in Tinap Village, Sukomoro District, Magetan Regency, East Java Province, on Saturday, September 21st night. Furthermore, Siti Fauzia revealed the assembly chose cultural arts as one of the methods of socialization because this traditional cultural art, it contained a philosophy that contained guidance and role models, besides being a spectacle. Meanwhile, the Magetan Region Suprawoto thanked the assembly for organizing the four-pillar socialization at the foot of Mount Lawu because now the community is reluctant to talk about Pancasila, the state ideology. He hopes with socialization through puppet performances, the community is also encouraged to maintain unity so as not to be easily disintegrated. Education expert staff for the Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Paulina Pandan, wants to strengthen cooperation between Indonesia and the United States in the field of education, especially in relation to the number of international students. Paulina said while giving a speech at the United States Postgraduate Education Exhibition event in Jakarta on Saturday, USA is still one of the main destinations for Indonesian students who wanted to study abroad. However, it is not always easy to find a scholarship. Therefore, according to her, the Indonesian government expects collaboration with the US to provide scholarships so that student mobility can occur. She also hoped that student exchanges between the two countries could go both ways. According to her, Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education recently issued regulations that could make it easier for foreign universities to open branches in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Yosef R. Donovan Jr., considered the idea can become a new opportunity in terms of cooperation between Indonesia and the United States. An earthquake of magnitude 6.4 rocked Maluku Tenggara Barat District, Maluku Province, early Sunday, but it did not have the potential to cause a tsunami, according to the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG. The Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics, the agency said on its official website that the epicenter of the quake, which struck at 2:53 Western Indonesia time, was located 165 kilometers northwest of the district at a depth of 11 kilometers. The agency warned of potential aftershock. No injuries or fatalities were reported in the quake. Ada River Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Thousand Islands Department of Tourism and Culture continues to promote tourism in the Thousand Islands to attract tourists. One of them is through international music performances through the Echo Music Camp. Head of the Tourism and Culture Office of the Thousand Islands, Cucu Ahmad Kurnia on Tidong Island, said on Saturday the Echo Music Camp was a series of big events on the Jakarta Oceanic Folk Festival, or OFF Jakarta, which was held on 20 to 22nd of September 2019 on Tidong Island. Echo Music Camp is a brand of events that has traveled around the world. For 3 days, it was held in the Thousand Islands, specifically Tidong Island. Cucu said Echo Music Camp featured an island-themed music performance that presented a number of national and international artists. The Indonesian School in Davao, the Philippines, held a cultural festival to commemorate 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and the Philippines. Written statement from the Indonesian Consulate General in Davao, received in Jakarta on Saturday, said that the cultural festival was held on 19th until 20th of September 2019 at the House of Indonesia, Davao City. The festival was officially opened by the Indonesian Consul General in Davao, Diki Fabrian. Attended by staff of the Indonesian Embassy in Manila, Regional Director 11 Department of Education of the Philippines, Danilo R. Dahinog, and representatives from Philippines and international schools in Davao City. Consul General Diki Fabrian hopes that the activity can increase the understanding among Indonesian and Philippine school students about relations between the two countries. The last item. Bali Island has been chosen to host the Miss Universe 2015 reunion after a similar event was held in Thousand Island, Jakarta in 2018. Miss Universe 2015 participant from Indonesia, Anindya Kusuma Putri, in Jakarta on Saturday said, the reunion in Bali aimed at reuniting friendship relations among the finalists of the Miss Universe 2015. The visit of the beauty pageant participants of 2015 Miss Universe to Bali starts from 17th to 25th of September 2019. In this year's meeting, Anindya Putri showed her colleges of the participants of the Miss Universe 2015 from various countries about wonderful Indonesia. Meanwhile, Deputy Assistant for Marketing Development 1 Regional 3 of the Ministry of Tourism, Mohriki Fauziani, said the presence of Miss Universe 2015 participants is one of the Bali recovery programs. They can become endorsers to introduce and promote tourism potential in Bali and inform the world community that Bali is a friendly island to visit. And listener, that was the news. I'm Putri Safdadla from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia ada sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Tunduk pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami, angkasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landas sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
This week's spotlight is on President Jokowi emphasizes prevention measures in overcoming forest and land fires. Forest and land fires are widespread in Kalimantan and Sumatra during the dry season this year. This incident reignited harsh disasters in many areas. Smoke disaster reports also emerged from Riau, Central Kalimantan, and West Kalimantan this month. President Joko Widodo stressed prevention efforts in overcoming the problem of forest and land fires that still arise. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto said this in a press conference after a limited meeting on the topic of forestry and forest management in Pekanbaru, Riau on Monday, September 16th. In addition, the issue of forest and land fires should be the responsibility of local governments starting from the village head, sub-district head, region or mayor to governor. Wiranto reiterated that the central government only acts as a coordinator, therefore regional governments are expected to be independent in facing the same problems each year. Regarding the emergency alert of the forest and fire suppression operations, both via land and air, Wiranto is optimistic that if this is done together, then all can be handled well, so that similar problems can be avoided in the future. Meanwhile, the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Doni Monardo, in a television show in Jakarta on September 17th, said it needed support from all parties for collaboration between the government and the regions. Government agencies cannot solve the problem of forest and land fire alone. The solution requires the synergy of all parties. Forest and land fires is a permanent threat, so the solution must also be permanent. One of them is through pentahelix synergy, namely among the government, society, business, media, and academics. The regional government should spearhead the firefighting before it becomes large. In addition, another pattern of prevention is to tighten the acquisition of environmental permits, the authority of the regions or regional heads. Besides that, regional leaders are also required to conduct supervision, provide sanctions or administrative actions for those who violate. Forest fire is an extraordinary crime. The challenge in the future is to change people's behavior to not open land by burning. The national police recorded 196 cases with 218 individual suspects and 5 corporate suspects in 2019. And listener, that was Spotlight for this week.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. I'll begin with September 22, 1948. The government of All Palestine was established. The entire Palestinian government was established by the Arab League on September 22, 1948, during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War to rule the Gaza region, which was controlled by Egypt. This government is recognized by all members of the Arab League except Jordan. Although the jure jurisdiction of this government encompasses the entire former Palestinian Mandate territory, de facto jurisdiction is limited to the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister of the All Palestinian Government was Ahmed Hilmi Pasha, while the President was Haj Amin al-Husseini. The government of All Palestine is considered the first attempt to establish an independent Palestinian state. Turning to September 22, 1980, Iraq invades Iran. The Iraqi invasion of Iran was launched on September 22 and lasted until December 7, 1980. The invasion was stopped before the Iranian resistance, but not before Iraq captured more than 15,000 km² of Iranian territory. This invasion led to an 8-year war between Iran and Iraq. On September 17th, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein announced that Iraq was cancelling the 1975 Algeria Agreement and intended to exercise full sovereignty over the disputed Shatt al-Arab River. On September 22, Iraqi aircraft bombarded 10 airfields in Iran to paralyze the Iranian Air Force on land. Although this attack failed, the next day Iraqi forces crossed the border and advanced into Iran in 3 simultaneous attacks along the front line about 400 miles. I'll end with September 22, 2013. Islamic Solidarity Games opened. Islamic Solidarity Games 2013 is an international sporting event held in Palembang, Indonesia from September 22 to October 1, 2013. It was held for the third time and Indonesia became the country with the most medalists in the event, which was participated by 27 countries. And listener, that was Today in History from RR World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Mau
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is on Indonesia receives 2023 Basketball World Cup relay in Beijing. Indonesia officially received the FIBA flag with Japan and the Philippines, which symbolically marked the host of the 2023 Basketball World Cup. The ceremony also meant that Indonesia must begin its preparations. The flag handover was held in Beijing, China, on Sunday, September 16, 2019. FIBA Central Board member Erick Thohir, who was accompanied by Perbasi Chair Dani Kosasi, received the FIBA flag from basketball legends such as Yao Ming and Kobe Bryant. Erick and Dani received the flag along with representatives from the Philippines, Manuel Pangilinan, as well as representatives from Japan, Yuko Mitsuya. Erick Thohir, in a release received Detik Sport on Monday, September 16th, said hand over this flag as a zero point to start preparations for the implementation of the 2023 World Cup, meaning that Indonesia must start seriously preparing themselves. Good implementation in China can be an example for the holding of the 2023 World Cup to try even better. Erick Thohir added, with three countries as the host and the uniqueness of each country should be a force that can provide a memorable experience not only for players but for every spectator and basketball fans around the world. Erick Thohir also added that the organization led by Horacio Muratore was also amazed by the seriousness of Indonesia. Erick stated that Indonesia not only wanted to be successful as an organizer, but also wanted to be a participant in the 2023 Basketball World Cup. In addition to being the host, Indonesia also prepared the national team to take part in the FIBA 2021 Asian Cup qualification. Meanwhile, Dani Kosasi on the same occasion said, FIBA appreciated the development of the Indonesian basketball national team, even though it had only been handled by coach Rajko Toroman for a month. In order to prepare, the red and white basketball team will take part in the tournament in China's Taipei in September 2019 and perform in the Indonesian Basketball League or IBL 2020 until the regular round. In addition, the Indonesian basketball team will also take part in the FIBA 2021 Asian Cup qualification. In this qualification, Indonesia joined in Group A with the Philippines, Thailand, and South Korea. A total of 24 countries divided into 6 groups will participate in the FIBA Asia Cup 2021 qualification. The top 2 teams from each group immediately win the final round ticket. 6 countries ranked 3rd in the standings will undergo a second round to fight 4 slots out of a total of 16 participants. The FIBA Asia Cup 2021 qualification is held in a cage away format from late November to early December 2019 and February 2020. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Kau dan aku tak bisa bersama. bagai syair lagu tak berirama. Selamat tinggal kenangan denganmu, senyumku melepaskan kau pergi. Engkau bukanlah sebuah kesalahan, tak pernah aku menyesal mengenalmu. Tapi biarkanlah aku terbang bebas, mencari cinta sejati. Hatiku, kau dan aku tak bisa bersama. Bagai syair lagu tak berirama. Selamat tinggal kenangan denganmu, senyumku melepaskan kau pergi. Kau dan aku tak bisa bersama.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will take you on a tour to Bangsering Waters in Banyuwangi, East Java Province. Lately, the underwater tours in Indonesia are increasingly popular. One of the resorts that has beautiful clusters of coral reefs is the underwater nature tourism in Bangsering Waters, Banyuwangi. This beautiful marine park offers exotic coral reefs and is really fabulous. The underwater nature tourism in Bangsering Waters is managed by a traditional fishing group from Bangsering Village. In this very beautiful marine park, you can see directly the fish that are playing around the coral reef. The shallow sea is also an advantage for tourists who want to see the beauty of coral reefs. With a depth of only 2 meters, you can easily see the beautiful sea view by snorkeling. The Bangsering Marine Park ornamental fish and coral reefs can even be enjoyed at a depth of only 50 centimeters. In Bangsering Marine Park, if you want to snorkel, you only have to pay the rental of equipment for 30,000 rupiahs per person, or around $2, which is very cheap. If you use the service of a guide, usually the guide will first give directions to visitors about safe snorkeling procedures before snorkeling. In addition, he will also tell the right spots to see good coral reefs. With a mask on your face, your eyes can clearly see a very beautiful and exotic sea view. You don't need to go deep into the sea to reach good coral reefs. Around the beach, you can also see artificial coral reefs planted by local fishing groups. Since the marine park in Bangsering Waters is very beautiful, don't forget to bring a special camera to capture this underwater beauty. By the way, besides being treated to the amazing underwater scenery, tourists can also get around by using a boat, then stop by the floating house. This floating house has a size of 27x7 meters. There are three buildings like huts with toilets. In this floating house, people can also learn about the types of fish in Bangsering Waters. In addition, here you can also plant coral reefs. There is a small fee as a substitute for the media and the collection of coral reef seeds. And listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring underwater nature tourism in the waters of Bangsering. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic. I'm Puri Safidadala, see you next time.
Jujur, ku mengagumi
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back in Miscellany. Today's Miscellany is about Mulut Seribu Festival 2019. East Nusa Tenggara Province has many interesting tourism destinations such as Komodo National Park. However, most of other destinations are not yet famous such as Mulut Seribu. Therefore, East Nusa Tenggara Provincial Government prepared a tourism event named Mulut Seribu Festival located in Mulut Seribu Waters, Rote Ndau Regency. East Nusa Tenggara Tourism and Creative Economy Agency Head Wayan Darmawa said Mulut Seribu Festival will be held on October 24th until 25th. According to Wayan, this first-time festival was one of important events that are important in promoting tourism destinations of East Nusa Tenggara as a province with most tourism destinations in Indonesia. Mulut Seribu Festival aims to promote tourism in Rote Ndau, which has been famous for surfing at Nemberala Beach. The waters of Mulut Seribu has amazing nature. It is green with cluster of small islands surrounded by clear sea. This area contains abundant marine and fish potential, which are being developed via aquaculture and marine tourism destination. Rote Ndau Deputy Regent Stefanus M. Saik said currently there are various ongoing preparation for Mulut Seribu Festival. Mulut Seribu itself is located in Harlu Wildlife Reserve that is around 2,262 hectares wide. It consists of a line of giant stones across open sea that is very beautiful and exotic. The beauty of Mulut Seribu Beach is comparable to Raja Ampat in West Papua. It is expected that the Mulut Seribu Festival will be annual tourism agenda of East Nusa Tenggara. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Purisa Fitri Adela. See you next time.
Bila tanganmu memeluk. ragamu di sampingku. Ku merasa tenang bila tanganmu memelukku. Bila nanti kau milikku, temani aku saat aku menangis. Bila nanti oh aku milikmu, temani aku hingga tutup usiaku. Bila
you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today we will discuss a song entitled The Art of Letting Go. The song was first created by the Humania group in 2004. Humania, consisting of Eik Puradireja and Heru, is a duo that hits in the 1990s. This time, the song The Art of Letting Go, Humania collaborated with a beautiful singer from Makassar, Maizura. Maizura was chosen by Humania because she was considered to have a unique and powerful voice. The Art of Letting Go tells the story of someone who faces separation wisely and sincerely. The song contains a message: if we love someone, then we must let him know if he is happier if not with us. The Art of Letting Go is planned to be included in a back catalog album in digital format that is circulated to all digital music platforms. This song will have two versions, namely the original version and the remix version. And listener, here is The Art of Letting Go, sung by Humania with Maizura.
Do-do-dum, do-do-dum-dee-do. Do-do-dum, do-do-dum-dee-do.
saatnya untuk kita hadapi.
Voice of Indonesia.
berjalan di tengah keramaian, mencari damai di kehidupan. Dan kini ku temukan sesuatu alasan yang saling tak mengganggu. Kita kan sama manusia,
tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita, namun semua telah berubah. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku?
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.